With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The Southern writer Jill McCorkle made an unusual publishing debut in 1984. Algonquin Books of Chapel Hill decided to simultaneously publish McCorkle's first two novels, The Cheerleader and July 7th, and to follow those up with a third, Tending to Virginia. Here's McCorkle.
The Cheerleader is a coming-of-age story, and then July 7th is about a small town and the people in it and all of the situations within the town that connect them. And then Tending to Virginia deals with three generations of women.
McCorkle's latest novel is Ferris Beach, which explores the life of a small-town North Carolina girl. McCorkle, too, was born in a small town, Lumberton, North Carolina.
I grew up in that sheltered environment of a small town with an extended family. Both sets of grandparents were in that town. I had a strong sense of the history of the place.
McCorkle's novel has a nice sense of time because of its references to the movies and TV shows of the day.
When you're dealing with an adolescent, that's the world. The music and the television, and that's how you identify with each other.
Jill McCorkle teaches writing at the University of North Carolina and has this to say to aspiring writers.
My advice is always to start with a goal that is within reach and to slowly allow it to grow.
Jill McCorkle's moving coming-of-age novel of a young girl in the 1970s is Ferris Beach, published by Algonquin Books of Chapel Hill. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Novelist Jill McCorkle sets her latest book, Ferris Beach, in a small North Carolina town, much like the one in which she grew up.
Very much my own turf.
Ferris Beach explores the world of a young girl, her family, and friends in the early 1970s.
It took on the whole community during a time of great transition in a small southern town, which is the time of integration. The end of the 60s.
Like the real world, life in Jill McCorkle's fiction does not always run smoothly.
This is my gothic novel.
Yeah.
I have always wanted to write a gothic novel.
The mother of the girl's best friend is killed in a car crash. The girl's father dies prematurely. There's a gang rape in a cemetery, a murder. A neighbor's house burns to the ground.
For me, it was in many ways a character study on how people cope with tragedy.
Jill McCorkle's middle-class upbringing wasn't particularly literary.
I was not sitting in a library reading the classics.
In fact, she says she began reading because she enjoyed writing, and the book that influenced her the most was The Diary of Anne Frank. Jill McCorkle went on to study at the University of North Carolina. She later taught at Tufts and is now back in Chapel Hill, where she teaches creative writing. Algonquin Books published her fourth novel, Ferris Beach. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.